Hi, today's podcast from Body Soul Yoga focuses on sun salutations and really warming the body. So I hope you will enjoy this practice. For those of you that know Ujjayi breath, then please use this breath to help to heat the body and your internal fire.
In Tadasana, so just ground your feet and lift up nice and tall. Bring your hands into your heart. If you're happy, close your eyes and just take a moment for the breath to settle. Just scan your body and notice how it feels this morning. And just find a comfort and a softness here. Notice your breath as it enters and leaves your nose. And become conscious of when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out. Maybe saying to yourself in on your in-breath. And out on your out breath. Just return to your natural breath, just watch it as it flows in and out through your nose. And when you're ready, very slowly open your eyes, take in your surroundings. Just notice the sensation of your feet against the floor. Send the roots down from each corner, see if you're really grounded. And when you're ready, just roll down into a soft forward bend, keeping the knees bent. Just allow the head to hang for a moment, releasing neck and head. It's still early in the morning, so just a little movement. And then start to roll up one vertebrae at a time to standing. And then bring your hands above your head. Turn your palms to face the sky. And then lean back a little if a back bend suits you. Lovely. Exhale, fold forwards to a forward bend. As you breathe in, standing up again. And bring your arms up above your head, back bending. Lovely. Floating forwards, forward bend. As you become warmer, you can start to straighten your legs, rolling up again, reaching high, and a back bend. Wonderful. Forward bend, Uttanasana. We're going to stay here. And now look up, extend your spine, and either place the fingertips on the floor or on your shins. And just feel the spine long from the crown of the head to the tailbone. Just check your feet are parallel, so the outside edges of your feet are parallel with the outside edges of your mat. And check where the weight is in your feet. Make sure it's on all four corners. Excellent. On your next exhalation, draw your nose towards your knees. Breathe in, look up again, extend your spine. Exhale, folding. Inhaling, extending, just looking up. Again, exhaling. One more time, looking up, shoulders away from your ears and nose to knees again. This time we're turning to the right, so left fingertips on the floor or palm. Right arm into the air, twisting to the right side, taking breaths here in and out through the nose. Lovely. Look to the floor, ground your right hand, lift your left arm into the air, look over your left shoulder. Let me just twist in the spine here. Keep that breath long and full. And looking to the floor, forward bending. Take a moment here. Take hold of the elbows now. Really bring the breath into the back of your heart space. Fingertips to the floor once more, very slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time. Head coming up last. Maybe shaking out the legs, rolling back your shoulders. Okay, so we'll start with the traditional Hatha Yoga Sun Salutation, Surya Namaskar. Okay, so just bring yourself into Tadasana, hands into your heart. Establish your breath. Out breath, then reach up to the sky, turn the palms to the sun. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Step the right foot back into a kneeling lunge. Keep the toes tucked under, breathe in, look up. Wonderful. Ground the hands, step back into downward facing dog. Lovely. And then drop to knees, chest, chin, stick your bottom in the air, and then scoop through into a cobra, pointing toes. Lifting the chest, lovely. Tuck the toes under, back to downward facing dog. And then step the right foot through between the hands, kneeling lunge. Breathe in, look up. Step the left foot forward, nose to knees, forward bend. Inhale, raise the arms to the sky again, palms to the sun. Exhale, hands to the heart, lovely. Breathe in, reaching up. Exhale, forward bending. Leading with the left foot this time, stepping back, kneeling lunge, breathe in, look up, open your throat, back to downward facing dog. Lovely, knees, chest, chin. Nice, soft, into cobra, downward facing dog, lovely. Left foot leading, stepping it through, kneeling lunge, forward bend. Right foot meets left, nose to knee, inhale, sweep it high, palms to the sun. Exhale, hands to the heart. Just take a moment here. So working that right side and left side, that's 24 asanas, 24 postures. So it's a full practice in itself. So at home you can maybe do a few rounds. If you've only got 10 minutes to practice, you could just do that practice. Yeah. And that would be enough just to get on your mat in busy times. Okay, so we'll do another round of those 24 postures. Just establish your breathing. When you're ready, take an out breath and then reach for the sky and the back bend. Lovely. Exhale, Uttanasana. Nose to knees, right foot leading, kneeling lunge, looking up. Downward facing dog. Lift that tailbone nice and high. Knees, chest, chin. Lowering down. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. Lovely. Right foot leads again. Kneeling lunge. Looking up, breathe in. Left foot meets right. Nose to knees. Exhale. Inhale, sweep the hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart. Lovely. Left side leads. So breathe in. Raising the arms. Exhale, nose to knees. Forward bend. Left foot, kneeling lunge, looking up. Lovely. Downward facing dog. Knees, chest, chin, exhale. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, down dog. Excellent. Left foot leads, kneeling lunge. Propel that right foot forward, nose to knees. Exhale, inhale, sweep those hands, palms to the sun. Exhale, hands to the heart. Lovely. Take a moment here. Just notice the heat you've generated in your body. Wonderful. Okay, moving on to Surya Namaskara A. So just for a moment, draw breath in and energy in on your in-breath. As you exhale, release the breath out through the soles of your feet into the earth. Two more breaths.
breath, then reach for the sky. Inhale, back bending, lovely. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up, extending the spine. Jumping or stepping now into plank position. Squeeze the elbows in, chaturanga. Inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog. Holding for 5 breaths here. So initially, you might like a blissful, dynamic dog, so you can pedal the heels, maybe bend the knees, lift the tailbone high, maybe lift wrists, move the head, just keep it moving. You still need to ease into that stretch. Let's take another breath here. On your in-breath, look forwards, either step or jump through. Nice bunny hop through, wonderful. Breathe in, look up, exhale, nose to knees, inhale, sweep the hands high. Or the exhale, hands to the heart. Flow straight into the next one if that suits you. Breathing in, reaching on the exhale, nose to knees. Looking up, really extend that spine. Plank position. Chaturanga, exhale, inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog. 5 breaths here. Bunny hop forwards, breathe it in. Nice parallel feet on the landing. Looking up, inhale, exhale, nose to knees. Sweep those hands high, lovely. Exhale. Okay, we'll do 2 more rounds. So you can pause in between the rounds or you can flow straight in. So in your own time, breathing in to reach high. Softness into the back of your heart space. Feel the fingernails lengthening, the arms long. Lifting that tailbone high, drawing the chest towards your thighs. Heels down, just check you can't see your heels. And that you've completed your 5 breaths. Jumping or stepping forwards, looking up, extending that spine. Your breath is ragged, pause for a moment, otherwise you can flow straight in to your final Surya Namaskara A. Breathing. So use this as your resting pose. Bring the energy back into your body on the in breath. Tadasana, just notice how you feel. Have a breath to recover. If you want to shake out the legs or roll back the shoulders or ease into the wrists, please do. If you need a sip of water, having one there. And then we'll go into Surya Namaskara B with our warrior one. So remembering we start and finish in chair pose. So in chair, just remembering that the feet are about hip distance apart, the feet are always parallel. As we sink back into the chair, we're sitting back, maintaining
those heels on the floor, so nice four corners grounded of the feet. The body is at right angles with the thighs, and you sweep your arms up above the head, either palms together or slightly apart, and you can either look to the hands to accentuate that little back bend in the lower back, or you can look to the floor. Consciously feel that pelvis scooping under. So just breathe in as you lift back into your Tadasana, and then just bring your arms back down by your sides.
Ooh.
Just standing.
Okay.
And then we'll go into this first salutation with the lunge in Warrior One. So establish your breathing. As you exhale, drop fingertips to the floor. Breathe in, sweep up into chair pose. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. And then jump or step back into plank position. Knees, chest, chin or chaturanga, exhale to the floor. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. And now turn the left foot out 45 degrees, step the right foot between the hands, breathe in, sweep the hands up into Warrior One. Exhale, hands to the floor, step the right foot back, pivot on the left foot so that you can come to plank. Another vinyasa, knees, chest, chin or chaturanga down. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog, lovely. Right foot turns out this time, step the left foot through between the hands, raising up into left side of Warrior One. Lovely. Exhale, ground your hands. Step the left foot back into plank. Knees, chest, chin or chaturanga. Exhale. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. And here you stay for five breaths. So be kind to yourself. If you need to rest in child pose during this practice, the opportunity is when others are in down dog. You draw that breath in. After your five breaths, looking forwards, bunny hopping forwards, keep looking up, inhale, straighten the spine, exhale, nose to knees, bend the knees, now sweep up into chair, inhale, and then standing up, and allow the arms to come down by your sides or into prayer position. Let's take a moment here, quite a frantic salutation, feeling warmer. Do another round. Okay, so when you're ready, exhale, drop your fingers to the floor. Inhale, sweep up into chair. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees, lovely. Stepping or jumping to plank position. Chaturanga down, exhale. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. So turn the right foot out 45 degrees, step the left foot through, inhale, Warrior One. Lovely, ground the hands again, plank position, knees, chest, chin or chaturanga, exhale, inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog. This time turn the left foot out 45 degrees, step the right foot through, breathe in, coming up to Warrior One, lovely, ground the hands, plank, another vinyasa. And then hold your downward facing dog for five. Grounded hands. So feel yourself pushing into the earth to push the shoulders away from the ground. Imagine a line between the crown of the head and the tailbone. Make that long. Drawing that chest towards your thighs. And after your five breaths, you can look forward, jump or step through, keep looking up, inhale, exhale, nose to knees, bend into chair, and then straighten to Tadasana, lovely. Take a moment again to recover the breath, your wrists okay?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay.
go into our dancing warrior now with warrior one, warrior two, sun warrior or reverse warrior, and side angle pose. Okay, so just like the start of Suri Namaskara A, we're going to flow into a downward facing dog. So take an out breath. Breathe in, reach up to the sky, a little back bend if that suits you. Exhale, nose to knees.
Looking up, extend your spine. Jumping or stepping into plank. A vinyasa here, so chaturanga, exhale.
Coming into up dog, inhale, exhale, down dog.
Okay, so just check your dog is towards the front of your mat.
So if you need a bit more space behind you, walk the dog forwards. Be conscious of when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out. It's pausing in between this dancing warrior.
So when you're ready, take an out breath. As you breathe in, lift your right leg into the air, scissoring the legs. Step the right foot through between the hands, pivot the left foot out, ground the left foot, sweep the hands up into warrior one.
Exhale, warrior two, right hand coming forwards, palms to the floor. Tipping back, sun warrior, inhale. Exhale, side ankle pose, right elbow to the right thigh. Returning to warrior two, inhale. Exhale, cartwheel the hands to the floor, chaturanga.
Inhale, up dog.
Exhale, down dog. Pausing for a moment here. Get the breath back. Allow it to become smooth. And we'll work dancing warrior on the left side. So take your out breath. Breathe in, lift the left leg into the air. Sweep it through, exhale, inhale into warrior one, left side. Opening into warrior two, lovely. Inhale, tilting back, sun warrior. Exhale, side angle pose, elbow to thigh, right arm kissing the ear. Inhale, warrior two, cartwheel the hands to the floor, chaturanga, squeezing those elbows in as you lower yourself to the floor. Inhale, up dog, exhale, downward facing dog.
Taking a pause here, noticing the breath. Notice where the weight is on your palms. Can you lift your fingers into the air? Now really spread the fingers and try and feel some weight even in the very tips of your fingers. So another round of the dancing warrior sequence. So just be conscious of when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out. Take your out breath. On your next in breath, reach up with the right leg behind you. Exhale, sweep it through between the hands. Inhale into warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Beautiful. Sun warrior, inhale. Side angle pose, exhale. Lovely. Warrior two. Cartwheel the hands down, chaturanga, squeezing elbows in, exhale, inhale, up dog, exhale, down dog. Two breaths here. Exhale, inhale, left leg coming up, lovely, step it through, inhale, warrior one, warrior two, sun warrior, side angle pose. Warrior two, and cartwheel the hands to the floor. Vinyasa-ing, returning to your downward facing dog. Using this as your resting pose. Time we're going to work into lizard. So we're going to breathe in, lift the right leg into the air, and step the right foot to the outside of the right hand. If you're off your mat, you might just want to bring the right hand in a little bit so that the right foot's grounded on the mat. Left toes tucked under. If you need to, you can drop to your left knee. Otherwise, keep it strong. And if it suits you, you can melt down onto forearms. Let's try and soften whole body, this lovely hip opener. And it's a heat generator. So if you'd like to, you can almost turn that right foot out about 45 degrees. Softness into the shoulders and the face. You can add a twist by lifting the right arm,
looking to the right thumb, reaching the fingertips to the sky.
Really pushing into that left elbow to bring the shoulder away from the earth. And looking to the floor, now bring yourself up onto your palms. Step the right foot back into downward facing dog. And it can be a blissful dog if you'd like to shake out your hips.
Just keep it moving and soft. On your next in breath, lift that left leg into the air, step it to the outside of your left hand. Sticking that. Okay. Once you feel steady, you can ease the elbows and forearms down. And out here. So one side might be more open than the other. Just notice how this left side contrasts with the right side. Breath flowing.
Melting with every out breath into the hips, the face, nice soft mouth. If you're twisting, lift the left arm, reaching up, looking to the left thumb. Keep pushing into your right heel to lengthen the right leg. Ground your left hand and the right and come back to a blissful dog. Keep it moving. Release into your hips.
Okay, so just come into plank position for a moment. So either moving the feet back or the hands forwards, lowering the hips to form a plank or completely straight line. Gravity is pushing into your lower back, so
not only are you drawing your navel in towards your spine, you're squeezing your thighs together as though you're holding a brick between them, and you're pushing into the heels.
Lovely. Now come down onto your forearms into an elbow plank.
Lovely. So a little lower now, so gravity is pushing even harder on you.
Breath flowing, just notice the breath and not the body.
If you'd like a challenge, we're going to walk the plank. So as you breathe in, you're going to ground the right hand and then step up with the left hand into a high plank. And then you're going to draw the right elbow down onto forearm and then the left elbow down, so you come to elbow plank. This time you lift the left hand and walk it and then down again. Shoulders above the elbows again, just alternating right and left, and one more time. Wonderful. Your heat generator. Then lift that tailbone high, come to your downward facing dog.
That's really good for the whole core. So the core is everything that doesn't really include the limbs. So it's your back and it's your abdominal area. So breathe in, lift your right leg into the air. And sweep the right knee towards your right wrist, coming into pigeon pose. Foot under the left hip, extend the left foot away, point the left toe. Breathe in and look up. Okay. So if it's comfortable, raise your arms ahead of you. The palms can face the floor, arms outstretched. And then bring them above the head. And you can look to the hands, little back bend there. And now you can bow to the earth into sleeping pigeon, releasing down. Just really enjoy melting, letting go. And if you need to let go further, you can breathe out through the mouth.
So consciously letting go with every exhalation. And two more breaths here. And then look up, lead with your chin, walk your hands up. Ground your right hand, bend your left knee, take hold of your left foot with the left hand. And draw the heel in towards your buttock, your left buttock. Wonderful. If you want to go a bit deeper, you can lay forwards again into your sleeping pigeon. And go as far as is comfortable. Notice where your body needs attention and release into that area. And then gently let go that left foot. Lift the chin, raising up into your high pigeon, and then lean into your right hip, swing the left foot forwards and cross the left foot over the right knee, so we come into a little twist, cow face pose legs. So ease one knee on top of the other, you can turn your left foot so it's on its side. So sitting nice and tall, and try and get both sitting bones down. You might need to move the feet apart a little. Okay, so bring your right fingertips to the right side of you. Lift your left arm to kiss your ear and lean to the right side. You may even get your right elbow down and look to your left thumb. Really extending the left side of the body. On your next breath in, come to centre. Reach out with the left fingertips to the left side. Reach up with the right arm kissing the ear. Again, you may get that left elbow down on the floor. Extending that arm, reaching high, wonderful. With every exhalation, softening into the hips. With every inhalation, stretching, lengthening the side body. And with your next inhalation, coming back to centre. We're now folding over the crossed legs and knees, melting forwards, surrendering the weight downwards. Again, go to the areas that are screaming for attention and just let go with that out breath. Two more breaths here. And then lead with the chin, lifting up. Lovely. We're going to do a little twist now, so keeping the legs where they are. Bring the right hand onto the knee, the left hand behind the spine onto the floor. Breathe in, straighten your spine. Exhale, look over the left shoulder. To centre. You're just going to place the left foot on its sole, so just manoeuvre the foot so it's grounded, so it's still stepped over that right knee. And if you'd like a challenge, you can go into your sage pose. So you're going to bring your right elbow over the left knee, so you're twisting to the left. You're going to ground your right hand, you're going to lift the hips from the floor. Ground the left hand and bring the left hip into your left elbow
lean to the left side and come into your sage balance.
Feel the chest lengthening, shining forwards. If you do feel steady, you can open your legs, splitting them where they are. Very nice. Creating that shelf with the upper arms. So return to your downward facing dog to ease onto all fours first.
A blissful dog, tuck those toes under, sink towards the heels, lift the tailbone high. Reaching up. So blissful dog, so wiggle your tail, pedal the heels. Lovely. So let's work the left side pigeon now. So lift the left leg into the air, sweep the left knee towards your left wrist. Fit under the right hip, extend the right leg away, point your right toe, breathe in, look up. Take a moment here. So if you can, take the hands away from the floor and raise them ahead of you, palms facing the earth and the arms are at shoulder height. Breathe in, reach the arms above you, palms together or slightly apart, nice soft shoulders. You can look to the hands to accentuate that back bend. That's beautiful. Exhale, bow to the earth into sleeping pigeon. Just really letting go. Consciously rolling that right hip downwards so that both hip bones are the same distance from the earth. Two more breaths here. And then lift the head, walk your hands up, ground the left hand, and bend the right knee and take hold of your right foot. Ease it. Ease the heel towards your right buttock. And again, if you want to ease forward, you can come to your left forearm or you can lower the forehead to the floor. Letting go into that right hip flexor and right quadricep. Two more breaths here. And you can release your right foot, ease up. And then lean into your left hip this time. Swing your right foot forwards and over the top of your left knee. And then scoot that right foot back towards your left hip and bring knee on top of knee. Take a moment to just feel grounded and centered. Lift the spine. Softening, melting here. And we're going to reach out to the left side with the left fingertips. Reach up with the right arm, allow it to kiss the ear, bending to the left elbow, easing over. You can look to your right fingertips. Very nice. With every inhalation, lengthen that side body.
out and let go with every exhalation.
And on your next in-breath, we'll reach up to centre, reach over to the right side now, left arm kissing the ear. Again, really lengthen that left arm as though you're reaching for where the ceiling meets the side wall. And try and draw the navel in towards your spine. Melt into the hips, draw them downwards. And on your next in-breath, returning to the centre. And now bowing over both knees, releasing, melting here. And you can drop the chin to the chest, really releasing to the whole back and spine and neck. Soft shoulders, soft fingertips. Soft tongue touching the roof of your mouth. Soft little toes. Two more breaths here. And breathe in, look up, and walk your hands up, lovely. Swing your right leg behind you, come to all fours. Tuck your toes under, push back to your downward facing dog. It can be static or moving in blissful dog. And then drop your knees down, knees nice and wide, bring your big toes to touch one another, sink back into child pose, arms by your sides. Mounting, letting go. Finding Shavasana when you're ready. Lying down, checking that your spine is straight. Just check the chin is tucked in to ease out the back of your neck. And the shoulders are grounded. Nice straight line with the spine. Space between your arms, palms to the sky, and space between your feet falling out to the side. Allow the breath to fall away now. The body completely supported by the earth beneath you. So sense the space between your feet and between your legs. And sense the space between your arms and your sides. Soften your abdomen. Sense the softness in the palms of your hands and at each and every pad of your thumb and fingertips. Sense the weight of your shoulders and shoulder blades on the floor. And sense the weight of your head on the floor. Sense the delicate touch of your eyelids and of your lips. Soften your throat. And relax your heart. the whole body is restful. And you are completely safe. So without disturbing yourself too much, bring your focus to your body once more. Notice the space that you're lying in. Very slowly start to move your body, starting with your toes, feet and ankles, moving to your fingertips, hands and wrists. Maybe turning your head from side to side. You may like a stretch, or you may like to hug your knees in towards your chest. Listen to what your body needs at this time. There's no rush, but when you're ready, bend your knees and then ease over onto your side and take a moment here to observe how you're feeling. And when you're ready, coming up to a comfortable seat. Into the body. So with a nice straight spine. Take the arms up on an in-breath, look into the hands, and exhale, palms down the centre line of the body, and two more. Namaste.
Namaste.